Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we turn to the lines, I want to give my personal feelings about the Tiger Wood accident. I had the pleasure of being in an observer as one of the audience, one of the people walking the course at the GMO back something like 25 years ago. Brown Deer Park in Milwaukee, the Greater Milwaukee Open, great golf tournament. Tiger Woods made his debut. And on the first tee, hauls off and he whacks a terrific drive. And a friend of mine who was a Milwaukee judge went running in and grabbed the divot. There's a slight divot, slight, just ever so slight. I said, what are you going to do with that? He says, I'm going to frame it. I'm going to say, well, I said, well, how do they know? I mean, you could grab any kind of grass and dirt and frame it. But he has the divot. Tiger launched his career, one of the most storied careers in golf. At one time, he held all four majors. It was not in the same year, so he didn't get the holy grail of hitting all four majors in one year. But he had three of them one year and one the following year. And that's amazing. Five Masters, 1 year or two ago. He's in his 40s. Amazing, amazing golfer. I wish him the best. I think he'll recover. He'll certainly, his health will recover. And God willing, he will be able to golf again. So I wanted that sentiment expressed. Going to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. As always, I'm a little bit about the GOP in this state. There's a lot I could say about it. But they're trying to fix something that really isn't broke. And they're the ones that set up the voting in this state. They did it. This was their idea. And what they were telling us back at that time were busloads of voters were coming here from Illinois to vote, so we got voter ID, which is fine, you know. But when you set something up and then you turn around and you want to get rid of absentee balloting, don't want to do mail-in voting, you know what? Let's just do this. We'll only let Republicans vote. Just only Republicans, and nobody else can vote, and then we'll fix things. I just want your thoughts. It's a little pricey, but I just want your thoughts on this voter thing, the Republicans are trying to do. It never ends. These people don't seem to have any new ideas. It's all, you know, we're just, thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Well, as always, you really nailed a very important issue. Here's the deal. The Republican Party is doing everything it can nationwide, but especially in states like Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona, that they think they can flip back in 2024 to stop people from voting. And by that, they mean basically people in urban areas, students, elderly people, and others who on balance tend to vote Democratic. That's all it's about. And when you talk about voter ID and you talk about getting rid of absentee voting, let me make it a lot more concrete for you, Paul. There's a guy named Dewey Strobel, who is in the legislature, Republican from Saukville. And he ran for Congress against Grothman and lost, and then he ended up in the legislature. He has just put in a bill, they're voting on, that would shut down a lot of voting in this state, in particular absentee voting. And Luke, you look like you're about to say something.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to chime in a little bit. I just don't understand how some of these proposals, like you're talking about Strobel's proposal to limit absentee ballots. I don't know why we're not talking about them. Like a lot of the people around the state talk about the proposals that Evers put in his budget that are potentially just considered dead on arrival. And why we're not framing these same proposals in that regard is baffling to me, because there's no way that Governor Evers is going to sign any of these. And so we should treat them as the same way that Republicans and conservatives and a lot of news outlets around the state treat Evers' proposals, because it's foolish to think that these are actually going to become law. They're not going to get signed. They don't have the votes to override a veto. And it's just upsetting to me that we are going to act like this is an actual justification to make our elections more secure, when for the last 2.5 months, we've just had to hear these unfounded claims of voter fraud. Not actual cases of voter fraud, but claims of voter fraud under the guise that we all knew that this next step was coming. And we just need to nip it in the bud. It needs to go away. The election was safe. Absentee voting is secure. It is something our country's been doing for decades. And any attempt to stop it should be viewed in the lens of voter suppression. And that's kind of my rant of the day. I've been reading these stories.
I like your tactics. Let me unpack that and what Wisco Paul said. And it is very true. A lot of the lies about fraud are simply the fact that urban areas voted heavily and they didn't vote for Trump. They say fraud, and that is to set up all these laws that they're trying to pass, because some of them they may pass. In Georgia, they may pass. In Arizona, they may pass. And they're setting this stuff up, and they're saying, well, we don't know if there was fraud or not, but in case there was fraud, why don't we do this? So you're absolutely right on that. Number two, they do treat EVERS and any Democratic proposal as dead on arrival because the right-wing gerrymandered legislature won't go for them. It's also true EVERS will veto what Dewey Strobel is doing, but it's important to know what they're doing, because they're going to keep doing it if they ever get a Republican governor in 2022. That's the problem. And so Strobel is going to make it very, very difficult to do absentee ballots. And he's doing that simply because if there had been no absentee ballots last time, Biden might not have won Wisconsin. That's the only reason he's doing it. Now, here's the deal. If Evers is going to win in 2022, they have very weak candidates against him. They have Reince Priebus and Rebecca Clayfish. Now, neither one of them could manage a lemonade stand, and they're certainly not going to manage the state of Wisconsin. However, if God forbid something happens and they get in, it's important to say what they're doing, because they will make it law if they continue with a gerrymandered legislature, because Evers will veto their attempt to re-gerrymander, but that'll go to the state Supreme Court. And Brian Hagedorn is an excellent guy, and he reads the Constitution, but I can't presume to say how he's going to rule. So the point is, it's important to know what Dewey Strobel's doing. And he's bad. He's doing bad, bad things. And so, and to Wisco Paul's point, this has to come out. There's not a good faith basis for this. The Republican Party does not want people to vote. And Paul, I'm going to leave you this. This will make you feel real good. The Arizona legislature, truly right-wing nut jobs, have put in a bill that they're seriously going to debate that would go, the presidential primary is a beauty contest. It is the legislature that picks the electors. So no matter what the beauty contest does, we'll pick the electors. They're gerrymandered Republican. Everybody's walking around in lizard skin cowboy boots and cowboy hats and entering tight jeans contests, and they think they're cowboys and all this. And so therefore, they think they're conservatives. That's what's happening down there, okay? It's bad news, very bad news. We're going back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, you've got some great calling. You know, every guy that calls into your show has a lot to say and a lot to absolve and learn from. To Wisco Paul's point, we are controlled, or we are not controlled, but there's a party out there that plays the blame game. That's all they do. They blame somebody else. They have no idea. But this blame has cost us, and I'm very serious, in the billions, probably the trillions, with their fake investigations, their fake theories. And now we can safely say, I could certainly, on a shadow of a doubt, I'm sure you'd agree with me, cost them about 250,000 lives in the U.S. Because had we followed the proper mandates, we'd be through it. We'd be back to normal. We'd be right where we need to be. I tune on Fox every morning just to hear the laugh of the day. Well, today, their top story was not the security of our capital. Oh, no. It was, can we believe Dr. Fauci? I can't believe these people. I just can't believe them and what they cost us. And I think we have to educate our citizens of our state and our country what they cost us by their negativity. They have never come up with a good plan, but they know who's to fault for everything that goes wrong. Absolutely amazing. thank heavens we have the internet and people can at least try to fact check them. Have a great day, Matt, and thanks for your the job you do.
Yeah,
you do a wonderful job.
Thank you. Superb comments as always. And really what it is coming down to is this. The Republican Party has done a sea change from what it used to be, and it does not believe in democracy. I got to say it. Doesn't agree, believe in democracy. Does not believe in the peaceful transfer of power. You know, one of the things that everybody seems to ignore is that, oh, they talk about the Constitution, all that. Did you know that most of the authoritarian governments in the world copy the U.S. Constitution? They go, we have a Constitution. We have a First Amendment. We have a Constitution. You know, searches and seizures. You know, you can't search somebody if you don't have a warrant, and you can't torture them under the Fifth Amendment and the Eighth Amendment, cruel and unusual punishment, Fifth Amendment due process, except they don't enforce it. They have it. They talk about it. They talk about it. Russia talks about it, but they don't enforce it. It's a joke. It's a lie. The Republican Party is an authoritarian party. They talk about the Constitution, but they don't mean it. They don't enforce it. They don't want it. They do not want it. And so what they'll do is, you're right, instead of saying, how are we going to protect the Capitol? That's the security we need. They go, well, we have to protect the elections. Protect the elections. They have Louis DeJoy destroying mail sorters. They are throwing hundreds of thousands of people off the rolls in Georgia, cost Stacey Abrams the gubernatorial election 2 years ago for not voting. And a lot of them came in and said, we voted last time. Too bad. Get over in that line there. But I just stood for 4 hours. Now I got to stand for another 5 hours. I have kids at home. And they get mad and walk away. That's what they want. That's what they want. And, you know, this business about absentee voting and mail, you know, in old age homes or, you know, people that want to do it. Come on, give me a break. Give me a break. Do you think that Mabel up in Keewaskum is committing fraud? No, she's not committing fraud. And the town clerks, you know, Lois, the town clerk is, come on, she's been the town clerk in Random Lake or Boltonville or somewhere for 40 years. Everybody knows her. She's not committing fraud. She is absolutely not committing fraud. They say she's committing fraud so that they can basically get rid of absentee ballots. And that's just plain wrong. That's just plain wrong. And there's no other way I can say it. No other nice way I can say it. We're going to a break. The lines are open. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. Luke is forcing me to a break. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Get back to you right after the break.